You can be world class, you can fit in with the world, you don't get to do both.
If you want to have the results only 5% of the population has, you've got to be willing to think and behave like only 5% of the population.
And if you do these kinds of things, the world will call you eccentric. This is where you got to develop the interior core, where it doesn't matter if people call you crazy. One of the things limiting you from your income, your impact, a world-class life. You care too much about what people think about you. Sounds really obvious. Everyone has an opinion. Why let the opinions of other people deny you from a life that will make history?
Why are you so antisocial? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you staying on the basketball court so much? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you out there practicing in the hot sun when ain't nobody else out there? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you not clubbing? Like every time I text you and invite you to go do something fun and cool, you always studying. Because I'm trying to get it.
You ain't doing nothing. And for those of us who get up and go out, you got something to say about how we do what we do. Stop talking to us who perform it. Stop telling us what to do and how to do it.
You keep gossiping and I'll keep working. You keep talking smack and I'll keep working. You keep focusing on everyone else and I'll keep working. And when you finally look around at where you are and where I'm at, you realize that you have nothing left to talk smack about. And you will lose and I will win.
You don't have time to worry about anybody else's course, because it's going to take all of your energy, all of your intensity, all of your fervency to keep yourself on track.
That's why it's important for you to work on yourself, listening to tapes, building yourself up, talking to yourself with power, feeling, and conviction, day in and day out.
You've got to focus on you. And as you convince you, as you sell yourself, every day, every day, every day, you will begin to see a difference in the things that you're doing. Selling yourself on your ability to perform a job, to achieve a certain objective. Telling yourself every day, here I go again, and I got what it takes. This is my day, and nothing out here is going to stop me.
I'm going to fail, I'm going to fail, I'm going to fail, I'm going to fail, and I will succeed. Just give me against me, period. I'm going to make myself good enough. I'm driven, I'm obsessed, I want to prove people wrong.
And you've got to learn how to tune out the critics outside and the critic inside. And since I'm going to do this, I'm going to harness my will, and I'm not going to let anything stop me.
Stay on that basketball court. Stay on that football field. All the homies texting and calling and trying to make you feel bad about being so focused. It's grind season, homie. It's not about today. It's about the future. Do the work now, and all of this that you could ever want to do for your family, your kids, your loved ones, it's all going to be on a whole other stratosphere.
It's you if it's going to happen. Not about the failures. Not about your disappointments. Not about the defeats. Not about your mistakes. Not about what you don't have. Not about who doesn't approve of you. Who doesn't like you. All that's insignificant. Your life is in your hands. You have the power to turn your life around. You've got the power to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat. You've got the power to be daring. And it's on you to be that decisive about your life.
Of us have experienced some tragedy, and if we haven't, we will. And you can either let it destroy your life, or you can build upon it. You can permit it to let it hold you down, or you can decide, I'm not going to let that happen to me. I'm bigger than this.
The night is darkest just before the dawn. And I promise you, the dawn is coming.
And it doesn't matter how you get knocked down in life, because that's going to happen. All that matters is that you got to get up.
Everybody can see, everybody has sight, but very few people have vision. For every minute that you think you can't do it, I need you to offset it with dreaming about the fact that you can.
Whatever your dream is, whatever your goal is, you're not going to be able to make it happen if you don't have a dream party every day. You've got to take out 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, however much time you have, and you've got to actually go in a room, close the door, and you've got to see yourself doing it. You've got to feel yourself doing it. You've got to actually walk in it. You've got to go in the future, live it out, come back in the present, and start working toward it. every single day. We're not waiting for it to happen. We just don't have sight. Sight is for people who live in the present. We have vision. We're going to make it happen before it happens. You have to know that this thing is going to work. Come hell or high water, whatever it is that I set out to do, it may not happen in 6 months, it may not happen in a year, it may not happen in 2 years, but at some point, my dream is going to become a reality.
You cannot get a diamond out of coal without pressure. So stop thinking that pressure is something bad. And look at pressure as something that's about to put you in.
I'm trying to tell you, you can win. Despite the circumstance, you can win. Despite the adversity, you can win. Despite the situation, you can win. Despite how much money you got in your bank, you can win. You can pull it off.
As long as you're programmed with what you can't do and what you can't be and what you can't have, you will never get up. But I dare you to go into your phone booth like Clark Kent and spin around and come out Superman and say, wait a minute, I'm better than this. Man, don't you know God wants you through too much for you to give up here and die? People can't do just anything to you. Life can't do just anything to you. I don't care what comes up against you. I don't care how big they are. I don't care how tough they are, there is nothing as powerful as a changed mind.
You can decide that you're going to change, that you're going to stand up to life. I got me here, I can get me out of this. And I'm getting out. I'm not going to be a volunteer victim. You can decide, I'm going to work on myself and develop myself. I'm going to empower me. I'm not going to settle for this. This is not going to be it for my life. I deserve more than this.
And you get control when you stop letting life control you. When you get to the point where a tragedy or a child don't make you cry.
Some of you are phenomenally skilled, but once life hits you with a punch or two, you're ready to quit.
Phenomenally skilled is cute, but it is a phenomenal will that says every time I get knocked down, I will get back up and I will succeed. I will not surrender.
There are moments that try the human soul so violently and so perplexing that if the truth were told, all of us have had moments that we wanted to throw up our hands and walk away.
Depression, frustration, anxiety, pain, disillusion. It's just a natural part of the process of becoming a stronger version of yourself. It happens to us spiritually, and it happens in the world physically.
You actually have a say-so in how your life goes. You have a determining voice into where your life can go. You have no say-so in what happens to you, but you have a say-so in what you do about it. See, life is 10% what happens to you. It's 90% what you do about it. Everything you see that's beautiful starts out as a seed, but that seed got to get dirt on it. See, you get tripped out because you got dirt on you, but you need dirt on you to develop, because dirt ain't just dirt. Dirt is fertilizer. Dirt is nutrients. Dirt gives you the strength for your seed to push through. See, you got to have dirt on you to push through something. See, you get mad when haters come your way. You get mad because you get a setback. You get mad because you get thrown off course. You get mad because you get a detour. That's just dirt. You get mad because they talking about you. That's dirt. You get mad because you lost your mama. That's dirt. But show me something that has grown into something beautiful that didn't have no dirt on it. You got to have dirt on you to grow into what God got for you.
I'm better. I'm better than I was when I went down. It was good for me that I've been afflicted. I'm better for it. I didn't like it, but I'm better for it. I couldn't see down there, but I'm better for it. See, I was planted in a dark place, but I'm better for it. Every time you go through something dark and you can't see your way out, remember you've been planted, not been buried. I'm not buried in this mess. I'm planted in it. I'm planted in it. And if I'm planted in it, expect me to come back up again. And when I come back up, you won't recognize me, because I'm going to be transformed by the experiences that I have endured.
I ain't going nowhere. I will break you before you break me.
You will not defeat me. You will not destroy me. I'm unbreakable now.
You gotta take some L's to be a champion. You ain't gotta take no L's to be a winner, but you gotta take some L's to be a champion. And you tripping on your L's. Your L's about to prepare you.
Everybody's got a fucking plan till they hit in the fucking mouth. So when your plan fails, when you get knocked the fuck down the fucking canvas, when everything falls apart in your life and your plan is fucked up, what the fuck are you gonna do? There's only one motherfucking option. Stay fucking hard.
Put yourself in a position where you can't retreat, where it's do or die, sink or swim. Here's what you'll find out. You'll develop incredible swimming skills. Through the inspiration of desperation, you'll become more creative than ever before.
When your mind knows it's not going to quit, your body will adapt to whatever is in front of it.
Learn to not let life hijack your brain. Don't allow all these things to make you a lesser person. You must own your mind. Don't let life own yours.
As long as you got breath in your nostrils, don't you ever give up. Don't you ever give in, because I never told you it'd be easy. But with mental toughness, you can get it done. I don't care how hard you fall on your back. Because if you can fall on your back, you can look up. And if you can look up, you can get up.
I'm not going to let this get me down. I'm not going to let this destroy me. I'm coming back. And I'll be stronger and better because of it.
I don't care where you come from. I don't care where you were raised. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what gender you are. I don't care about any of that shit. If you do the work consistently, if you invest in yourself consistently, 1 + 1 is always going to equal 2. 2 + 2 is going to equal 4. And 10 years of motherfucking work is going to pay off. You can do this.
Don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done.
It takes courage to act. Part of being hungry when you've been defeated, it takes courage to start over again because of past experiences, past defeats, past pain. We look back, well, it didn't work out then. It probably won't work out now. Courage is going from failure to failure without losing enthusiasm.
Michael Jordan said in one of his interviews, I missed 9,000 shots when I was playing basketball at the NBA games. Does it make him a failure? No. He's one of the greatest basketball players of all times, but he failed 9,000 times. We all fail. It's okay. What is not okay is that when you fail, you stay down. Whoever stays down is a loser. And winners will fail and get up. Fail and get up. Fail and get up. You always get up. That is a winner.
And I'm telling you, you're not where you want to be financially, and it's not going to take 20 shots. You're not where you want to be in your marriage, and it's not going to take 20 shots. You're not where you want to be in your personal life. You are not the person you want to be, and it's not going to take you 20 shots. For some of you, it's one more shot. For some of you, it's two more shots, and you have not given yourself enough credit to say, I just need to get up a half hour earlier, and my whole life will change. I just need to get up 1 hour early. I just need to work 1 hour longer.
When it just doesn't make any logical sense to go on, that's when you use your emotion, your anger, your frustration, your fear to push further. When your feelings are screaming that you have had enough. When you think you are going to break emotionally, override that emotion with concrete logic and willpower that says one thing. I don't stop.
You've got to make those kind of declarations to yourself. I'm unstoppable. This will not get me down. I'm not going to be denied. I'm going to go up and hit. I'm going to do this.
You can't have any doubts.
You got to believe this for yourself. You got to believe I can do this. I was created for this. I was called for this. I was curved for this. I was shaped for this. I was meant for this. You gotta be doubtless or you can't harvest.
You got to be the kind of person that you are fearless. Fearless. Folk leave fearless people alone. You are unstoppable. And because you are unstoppable, because you've got power that you haven't even begun to use yet, you ought to yourself to release your brakes.
Some people want to always step into something that is always finished because they don't understand the power
of the process. It's good to be afflicted. It's good to have to worry how I'm going to make it. It's good to have to scuffle your way up.
The harder the battle, the sweeter the victory. It's good for you. Why? See, when you win, it's hard and there's a struggle. See, what you become in the process is more important than the dream. That's far more important. The kind of person you become, the character that you build, the courage that you develop, the faith that you're manifesting. You get up in the morning, you look yourself in the mirror, you're a different kind of person. You walk with a different kind of spirit.
It is easy to be negative today. It is easy to have low morale today. Anybody can do that. But if you can begin to harness yourself and say that where I am, I'm going to do the best I can with what I got, because that is an expression of who I am. And you'll be surprised at the things that you're able to do. When you learn how to block things out, when you learn how to keep thine eyes single, you'll be surprised at the ideas that will come to you. You can decide, I'm going to work on myself and develop myself. I'm going to empower me. I got what it takes. This is my day, and nothing out here is going to stop me.
When everybody is against you or don't believe in you no more, it's a lonely feeling. Oh, it hurts very badly. I know what that's like. They look at you with that look and say, why don't you try something else? Why don't you give up?
Get away from these people that's in your life that ain't doing nothing. Get away from people in your life that's hating. Get away from them. Get away from them. If you take an oak tree seed and you put it in a 2-foot pot, that seed will never become the oak tree that oak trees are capable of becoming, because it's going to get stifled by the 2-foot pot. Now check this out. Ain't nothing wrong with the seed. The seed just fell prey to the environment. Don't you allow your environment to dictate the oak tree that you become.
Anytime you move from being normal to trying to be exceptional, people aren't going to like that. Those normal people, it makes them feel like shit, so they're going to judge you.
And that's why every true leader, they're called weird. They're called eccentric. When you do the things of real leadership, you're going to be called strange. Get strong enough in your own skin that when people laugh at you or when they throw stones at you, you keep on going.
I respect any motherfucker that wakes up every day and work their ass off to live their life and lifestyle. Clubbing, partying, hanging out, that ain't for me. I'm gonna be out here running in the hot sun, practicing. While everybody else is clubbing and hanging out, you got your focus right.
Don't expect people to understand you. Don't expect it to make sense to anybody why you've got to do this, why you have got to go, why you leave. This is a good job. I'm going. They pay you well. I'm going. Why? I don't understand. You don't have to. I'm going for me. This is something I have got to do.
How are you going to make it? I don't know, but I will. The universe responds to the man or woman that refuses to be denied, because that is your commitment. That business that you want, that book you want to write, that dream that you have of controlling your destiny, that is yours. That's available to you. But you've got to be willing to stand there and face disappointment, not have support, feel lonely, doubt yourself sometimes, be rejected again and again and again, become bankrupt if necessary, again and again and again, and refuse to turn around until life gives it up.
Life will always be, to a large extent, what you make it, not what circumstances will make of it, not what other people will make of it, not what other people say it will be, not what the environment will try and dictate to you, but what you make of your life. So when you're uncommon, get ready for the criticism. When you're uncommon, get ready for the opposition. When you're uncommon, get ready for the common people not to understand you.
If I decided to experience the fear of rejection, the fear of no, the fear of failure, the fear of standing by myself, the fear of people not liking me, what else is available? Of taking a chance, of fear of losing it all, what else is available to me?
People are going to think you're crazy. You don't have nothing but lint in the corner of your pocket. You're out here talking about living your dream. And people laughing at you. And they're doubting you. It takes guts, ladies and gentlemen. But let me tell you, I believe in revenge like Frank Sinatra. He said the best revenge is massive success.
instead of killing him with kindness, torture him with his success.
When your life gets fucking hard and life is coming at you, you will panic and you will forget who the fuck you are. Because in the worst of fucking times, you are alone. You must get your fucking self out of the fucking sewer. No one's coming in that fucking sewer to get you. It's dark, it's nasty, there's rats down there. It's your brain. You are the only person that can pull yourself out.
Anything you focus your mind on, you can change. You don't like the way your life is going? You're the only one who can change it. You don't have to be an alcoholic. You don't have to be a failure. You don't have to be anything you don't want to be. If you ever decide to change your mind.
And if you're having one of those dark days, it's okay. It's okay to feel that darkness. Embrace that darkness.
I don't care who you are. I don't care what title you hold. I don't care what position you're in. I don't care what it looks like to people. This is not about people. This is about your life. Don't you quit.
Don't give up. You have to get up.
In the chaos is an opportunity. It is the chaos of the time that creates the conqueror in the man. Those exceptional people who are uncomfortable with the times and rise to the challenge because they refuse to allow the chaos around them to determine the conqueror within them. People who resist the toll to go down and stand fiercely in spite of opposition and say, I'm going to do it anyway.
You're going to have people to do things to you. Things are going to happen to you. And the most important thing to do is to harness your will and let it go. And move so you can grow. So you can get on with your life. It doesn't matter about what happens to you. What matters is, what are you going to do about it? Start working and developing yourself now and prepare yourself for what it is that you want. Because you expect to get it.
You don't like where you're at? Don't worry about it. It's just a step. You don't like how you feel right now? Stop crying. It's just a step. Why are you all night over a step? Why would you be weeping and worried over one step in the whole topography of your life? You can't judge your life by where you are in this moment. Do you not know that where you are will pass? What you're worried about will pass? Don't you understand that one day you will look back and laugh at the thing that kept you up all night? Don't you understand that it's not nearly as major as you thought it was? You can live without your house. You can live without your car. You can live without your friend. You can live without your husband. You can live without your wife.
There's more in you right now that's represented in your bank account. There's more in you right now that's being reflected by your life right now. Your life is not a true reflection of your potential. You've got to believe in yourself. You've got to stand up. You can't talk out now. You can't fold now. It's not there to stop you. It's only there to challenge you. You want to grow through it. Tough times never last, but tough people do. You're going through hell? Don't stop. Keep moving. You keep on swinging, and the universe will yield to you.
Energy is measured by motion. That's why the devil wants you to sit, shut up, and feel sorry for yourself. But try to blow the devil's mind this morning. Just when you think he got you down, you ought to shock him and press.
Is it easy? No. Is it worth it? Yes. Yes, your life is worth it.
I came to tell somebody, you got just enough strength left. You got just enough time left. You got just enough energy left. Don't run from the chaos. Stand still and let the chaos run from you.
Life will knock you between the eyes. It will catch you on the blind side, come out of nowhere, stuff you can't anticipate. That will knock the wind out of you. You want to give up.
You will not be challenged in your convenience. You will be challenged in your chaos.
When you run out of money, when things don't work out for you, when things happen that you could not anticipate, what are the reasons that you can think of that can keep you strong? If you know the why for living, you can endure almost anyhow.
You will be tested, and how you face that test and how you overcome that test determines the rest of your life. The one mentality that you must have in life is that regardless of what's in front of you, you still must grind. I'll never be in the Olympics. I'll never be a professional athlete. but still I grind. I fail at most things I do, but still I grind. I don't want to do half the shit I do, but still I grind.
You don't have to force yourself or motivate yourself to think negatively, to be depressed, to hate somebody, to want revenge, to want to get back at somebody, to beat yourself up over the head. You don't have to make any effort to do that. Your mind is on automatic. It will do that by itself. But if you want to begin to move into your own personal greatness, if you want to begin to really enjoy a happy, successful, healthy life, you've got to be willing to go against the tide. You've got to be willing to harness your will and say, in spite of this, I'm in control here. I'm not going to let this get me down. I'm not going to let this destroy me. Before you are boxed and buried, decide that you're going to box and bury your fears. Decide that you're going to begin to live life on a new level, seeking out new horizons.
It's necessary that you look for ways to always find a way to pull it out when everybody else thinks that you are defeated. That you've got to take personal responsibility to know that in order to become successful, you've got to make it your personal business to do it.
Decide that you're going to push yourself. Most people won't do that. Most people give up on themselves easily. You know the human spirit is powerful. There's nothing as powerful. It's hard to kill the human spirit. That when you have a made-up mind, you don't care about the facts. You don't care about the odds. The power to hold on in spite of everything. The power to endure. This is the winner's quality. The hunger, the ability to face defeat again and again without giving up. This is a winner's quality. You have that quality within you.
In life, we have to continue pushing past the odds. Use everything this world has to give you for fuel.
Stand up for your dreams. Stand up for what you want in your life. Decide that your life is so meaningful to you, that you love you and you love life so much that you're going to stand up for what you believe in, because you can fall for anything.
I'm doing this because I want to make my mama proud of me. I'm doing this because I want my children to have a better life. I'm doing this because all my life I've been told I'd be a loser, that I wouldn't make it. I'm doing this to make them alive. I believe like Frank Sinatra, he said, the best revenge in life is massive success.
But if life's got you down, I need you to get up and prove them wrong.
When the defining moment comes, either you define the moment or the moment defines you. Either you define the moment, you decided that you're going to not concern yourself with the naysayers, that you're not going to concern yourself with what has happened or what hasn't happened, but you're going to make the commitment to do what you've got to do so that you can have a lifestyle that you've never experienced before. Or the moment defines you and you decide to play it safe. And 20 years from now, you say to yourself, what if I would have taken a chance on myself? What if I would have stayed in the game? What if I would have kept making the phone calls? What if, and what if? But let me tell you something. Something amazing begins to happen when you make the decision to move forward on your goals and your dreams.
If you are an underdog, you gotta believe against all odds. You gotta learn to close your ears to everybody. You gotta learn to close your ears to everything. You gotta learn to block out the distractions, and you gotta learn to get focused, all right? Be very intentional, very deliberate, very strategic. You're very deliberate about what time you wake up. You're very deliberate about what time you go to bed. You're very deliberate about what you eat, what you don't eat. You're very deliberate about the people you bring in your life. You are very, very focused, intentional, and deliberate. Winners win and losers lose. And if you create a culture of losing, if you keep being a victim, if you keep letting losing happen to you, if you keep letting people do you and treat you any kind of way, it's going to become a culture.
See, we gotta look our trauma in the face. We gotta embrace the pain and the darkness and allow it to mold us. The dark times are when we build higher, dream harder, push further, love deeper.
It's forming your future. It's pushing you forward.
When you go through a storm, it strengthens you. When you come through that kind of experience and able to reclaim your life, you come back with a certain kind of power, and you'll never be the same again after that experience. There are certain things, when you go through those things and you come up out of those things, you come up a different kind of person, different spirit, different power, different energy. Don't ever say when you're going through some rough time, I'm going through a really bad, tragic time. No. Say, I'm going through a character building experience.
That setback is going to become a comeback.
Go through the darkness, come out on the other side something new, and allow that person
to change the world.
The journey is not easy. Everyone's hot off the start, but after a month or so into it, with the wear and tear and the grind starts to hit you, you start losing focus on the horizon, do you not? You get caught away in the daily hiccups, the ups and downs, and the wear and tear. And you focus on the speed bumps, the daily activities, losing sight of the true purpose.
Most of you won't be successful because when you're studying and you get tired, you quit. Don't cry to give up. Cry to keep going. Don't cry to quit. You already in pain. You already hurt. Get a reward from it.
The difference between a winner and a loser, failure's there for some time. It's just the winner gets back up and does it again. And does it again. Until it goes his way.
I don't care how hard you fall. I don't care if nobody don't believe in you. It only takes you believing in yourself to get this thing done. And listen to me, it ain't failure if you learn from it, baby. So if you fall, fall on your back so you can look up. Because if you can look up, then you can get up. I dare you to take a little pain. I dare you. At the end of pain is success.
If you can stay in the race, if you can stay in the fight, then you can dictate your own future.
It's okay to not be okay. It's just not okay to stay that way. The one thing I know about emotions is that they change. 1 hour from right now, you will not feel the same way. And I want to encourage you tonight that you might be in your darkest moment. You might be going through hell and high water. But I know this, it is always too soon to quit. You have a reason to live. Your best days are in front of you. Get up. Your future is brighter than your past. Get up. Your latter is greater than your former. Get up. Because the best is still yet to come.
There's some things in life you don't need no degree for, you don't need no money for, you don't need no support for. There's something in life you just gonna get through when you tell yourself, I'm gonna get through this.
I need you to look at that sickness that's going on in your life right now, whatever it is. I want you to say, I can beat it. I can beat it. I will beat it. I must.
You think it's gonna be easy? Forget about it. All right, don't even try to be successful. It's a wrap. It's not going to be easy, but I want you to feel that pain going through your body. And as pain leaves your body, guess what's going to take its place? Success. And when that thing tells you to quit, you look at it in his eye and say, I ain't going nowhere. I will break you before you break me. You will not defeat me. You will not destroy me. I'm unbreakable now.
Take your pain, use your pain to push you past whatever you can dream of. Take the fact that your father wasn't in your life. Take the fact that it took me 12 years to get a 4-year degree. Take the fact that you started with nothing. You use your pain. You take your pain and let your pain push you to another level.
You have come too far to quit now. You have invested too much to quit now. You have lost too much to quit now. Get a reward for your pain. Don't cry about it. Don't whine about it. Get a reward for it. I didn't quit. I didn't stop. I didn't whine. You know what I did? I got my reward for it. I don't take L's no more. No more L's in my life. All we do is win, win, win.
Every decision that you make has consequences. Are you making yourself better? Are you making yourself worse? Are you moving forward or are you moving back? Are you making progress or are you stagnating? Every little decision you make counts.
And most people will not be successful. They will not reach whatever they wrote because when there's not anything emotionally attached to it, they're gonna quit and give up. Most people were closer than they ever thought they were to finishing that big thing, but they never finished it because they didn't feel like finishing it. Or they were doing it and it was pain. And most people quit in the pain because the pain hurts so bad that they don't know if they want to keep going to get to go. Because you're going to wake up most days and not feel like it. You're going to wake up most days and not be pumped up. You're going to wake up most days and not feel like doing it. But when you can get to a point that you do it anyway, then there's no way you won't reach any of your goals.
You are not where you want to be, not because you need any more gifts. You don't need nothing else. You need to discipline yourself. You need to learn to tell you no. You keep talking about everybody else you can't tell no. You can't tell you no. You can't tell you stop. You can't tell you quit. You got to get to a point where you're disciplined.
It's a muscle. The mind is a muscle. Emotion is a muscle.
I don't negotiate with myself. Well, maybe I'll do it tomorrow. I'm gonna do this, or let me wait 2 more minutes till I'm ready. There's none of that shit with me. For decades, I go, I say, we do. I'm not here to discuss this shit with my mind. There's mind, and then there's soul and spirit. And soul and spirit, my soul fucking knows. And when I say jump, you fucking jump. I'm not here to have a discussion with you.
But you have to take control and train this brain. If you don't train this brain, it'll use you instead of you using it.
Everyone wants some life hack that eliminates the need to do the work, but that does not exist. You have to do the work. You've got to hold the line. You've got to make it happen.
What could you be if you worked as hard as you could? What could you be if you imposed real discipline in your life? I say you crank up the volume on that question. Max it out. And then go get some.
People who win f***ing douche, and people who lose talk sh**. You can win if you choose to learn the things that you need to do and then f***ing do them. That's reality. That's the sh** nobody wants to admit, because admitting so means that you have to take responsibility for where you are currently. And you have to say, I am where I am currently because I didn't do X, Y, and Z. And guess what? That f***ing hurts a little bit. But once you accept that truth, you are able to then move forward with the actions required to get you to where you want to go.
You have no business being average, but now you justify it. You come up with these great reasons why you can't get up at 5. You have these great reasons of why you have to do everything, why you don't execute, why you don't finish, why you don't follow through, why you say you'll exercise and you do it for about 10 days and you quit. You've got an excuse for why you're average. I guarantee you, if you were humble enough, if you were hungry enough, if you really wanted what you said, you'd sit down and you'd study what you do and you'd say, I can do this better. But I have not exhausted all my time. I have not exhausted all my resources. There's something missing. You're not where you're supposed to be. It's not going to take a lot, but it's a small gap. And the gap is called execution. If you were to execute just a little bit more, you'll be on a whole other level.
You have to master the monotonous. It's the boring sh. It's the everyday sh. It's the regular sh. It means doing the sh that most people are too fucking undisciplined to do day in and day out with perfection. Doing it better than everybody else. Doing it to the best of your ability. You have to remind yourself that these little things that you do are going to lead to the big things. Are you going to do your workout or are you not? Are you going to do your cardio or are you not?
You think things are going to just go your way? Well, they're not going to just go your way. You got to make them go your way. You think things are going to just happen for you? Well, they're not just going to happen for you. You got to make them happen.
Discipline your body. Free your mind. Get up early and go. Get after it and you will become the person you want to be. And you become that person through one small decision at a time.
You got to get tired of losing.
You got to get to the point of your life where you say, I have had it. I've had it with going in a restaurant, looking on one side to see what I want to eat, and then look on the other side to see what I could afford. I'd had it living like that. I'd had it borrowing money from people. I'd had it living like a cringing animal. When you don't have any money, it runs your blood pressure up. You hear me? Poverty sucks. Make no mistake about it. And you've got to decide, I have had it. I'm not going to live like this anymore. No, there's got to be more for me. And let me tell you something. You deserve it. You deserve a better life. There is more to your life than you've been living. You deserve it.
There's a certain delusional quality that all successful people have to have. You have to believe that something different can happen.
The first step before anybody else in the world believes it is you have to believe it.
He who says he can and he who says he can't are both usually right.
Only those who risk going too far can possibly find out how far one can go. I want to see how far I can go. I want to see what I can accomplish. I want to see what I can do, what I can be, what I can have. I want to see. I don't want to see what I think I can do. I don't want to see what I think is possible. I want to see what my life would look like if I didn't count the cost. When you want something bad, you can't count the cost. Because if you count the cost and you see how much it costs, you might quit. You might give up. So you got to go in knowing that I don't count the cost. I do as many push-ups as it takes, as many sit-ups as it takes, as many reps as it takes. I study as long long as it takes. I pay whatever the price is. Why? Because if I start counting the cost, I might quit. I might give up. I might surrender. Don't count the cost. You get to a point where you don't count it. You just do whatever it takes to get whatever you want.
Following your dreams is a lonely, solitary, scary, dangerous pursuit. You can't wait for somebody to think you can do it. Because they don't think you can do nothing they can't do. Nobody knows but you. Nobody knows what you are. Even sometimes you don't really even know what you are. You gotta take your shot.
Have opinions and feelings about yourself, independent of the feedback.
Look at your belief system every single day and stick with it. Don't rush the process. Trust the process. Don't rush the process. Trust the process.
You got to be fearless. You got to be relentless.
You've got to learn how to become resourceful. You've got to learn how to become creative.
At the core of a creative person is they believe there is always an answer. If you don't think there's an answer, how creative are you going to be? How long are you going to hang with that idea? How long are you going to try to work it and percolate it and create it and make it something bigger?
You've got to be so relentless, regardless of what comes down the pike, that you're always looking for a way to get over, always looking for a way that you can break through, always looking for a way that you can win, always looking for a way that you can strike a telling blow.
But you got to understand, you can always get a little bit better. You can always excel a little bit more. You can always push it a little further. You can always climb a little bit higher.
You can always better your best. You can always go beyond anything that you have ever done. And so all you're looking for are new breakthroughs through practice and practice. You'll get better and better.
And when you know what you want, you will do anything it takes to get it.
You're going to do whatever it takes. Do you hear me? You're going to go your own way. You're going to do what they won't do. You're going to be smart. And you are going to win.
The fruit of everything good in life begins with a challenge. Everything is uphill that's worthwhile. And it's not going to come to you, and it's not going to fall in your lap. And it's not going to be something that, oh my gosh, it just was so simple. It's always going to be difficult.
You need a why. Why do you need a why? Because some days you're going to look at that alarm clock and you're going to say, I don't want to get up. But that why is going to say, I'll push yourself. Get up. Your mama needs you. Your daddy needs you. Your children need you. Get up. Your why is going to push you when you can't push yourself. When you want to quit and give up, your why is going to give you that edge you need, that advantage you need, that lift that you need to get to the next level. Your why. What your why does for you is say, you can't quit. You can't give up. You can't stop. If there's no money, you wake up. So you're gonna print it. If nobody's giving you an opportunity to create it, your goals are gonna push you. Your dreams are gonna push you. The opportunity of a lifetime is gonna drive you.
You will study as long as it takes. You won't go to sleep until you have the knowledge that it takes to do what you're able to do.
If you do what is easy, your life will be hard.
If you do what is easy, complain about your situation, your circumstances. Stand around and be a volunteer victim like everybody else. Surrender and give up on your dreams. Become depressed and bitter and angry. Anybody can do that. If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, keep coming back again and again and again. Get up dressed every day, knowing some way, somehow, with a spirit of expectation, I can do this. If you do that over and over and over again, your life will be easy.
You have to understand that easy, quick nonsense is made for the f***ing sheep, and the sheep never f***ing win.
Choose the hard path, the path of responsibility, hard work, and sacrifice, the path of discipline, humility, and ownership that ultimately leads to freedom.
You want to exercise your freedom on the world, but you don't want to exercise it on yourself. Oh, you shut the world down for telling you what you can't do, but you won't say nothing to you when you don't do what you're supposed to do. You're not getting up when you're supposed to get up. You procrastinate, but you let you slide. You want to hold them accountable? Hold yourself accountable too. You always want to blame other people. You want to hold other people to the fire, but you're not holding yourself to the fire. There are things you like, you have absolutely no control. You are like a slave to you. You need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, why are you only giving 50%? What's wrong with you? And you need to get rid of them excuses, and you need to stop pointing fingers at people. And you need to stop pointing fingers at yourself. What did you not do?
And the reason why we fast from time to time is not that we have to fast, but at some point, you gotta fast because you gotta tell the flesh who's in control. I'm in control. You're not in control.
I know you don't want to wake up. You don't have an option. Get up. We trying to eat. There's a certain lifestyle we want.
Because I owe it to myself. And can't nobody stop me but me.
You are not where you want to be, not because you need any more gifts. You need to discipline yourself. You need to learn to tell you no. Tell you stop. Tell you quit. You got to get to a point where you're disciplined. It might require you saying no to your friends. It might require you changing your diet. Whatever it takes, you got to be willing to do it. And you keep saying you're not there because of something else, because it's easier to blame somebody else.
I have to take complete ownership. I have to look at all the things that I didn't have control over and say, I got to take control.
Why? When you master yourself, you put yourself in a position that a lot of people can't do what you do, and then you become rare, and diamonds are rare. That's why they cost so much.
You have to be willing to grit it out. You have to be willing to push through discomfort. Nothing that you're about to try or do that is worthwhile is going to be comfortable for you during the process of creating it. Stop with this hope, stop with this I wish, and start replacing those terms with I will fucking do, no matter what.
It's a commitment. It's not a feeling. Commitments don't have nothing to do with your feelings. You do it because you're supposed to.
It's a lifestyle. Instead of hitting that snooze button in the morning and not making your bed and not cleaning your house, you don't hit the snooze button. You get up. You don't want to go run, you go run. You don't want to go swim, you go swim. You don't want to make your bed, you make your bed. You don't want to clean your house, you clean your house. You don't want to study, you study. That's how you start to callous your mind. It's going to suck. It's not going to be fun. Do something that sucks every single day of your life. That's how you grow.
Make every day your masterpiece. The secret of your success is determined by what we do daily.
And here's the crazy part. All you got to do is look in the mirror. All you got to do is deal with yourself, and then we're going to get to a whole other level.
Embrace the pressure. Pressure creates diamonds. Start to take the pressure that you feel from what it is you want to do and turn that into productive action. Let it be the thing that makes you get where you want to go when everybody else is just taking it easy.
No more playing after today. I need you to take control over every single area, and we're going to do it one day at a time, and you're going to get control, and then someday going to be your day.
If you live long enough, a lot of stuff will come against you.
What do you want me to tell you? That it's going to be a picnic? No, it's not. Will there be times when you can't make ends meet? Yes, that's a part of it. Will you have some opposition? Will there be times you won't know what to do? Yes, that's a part of it.
And everybody has what's called a turn back moment. Where the direction you're going, you will have to make a decision to keep going or you turn back. The sad thing is, the average person turns back.
But the thing you have to keep in mind before you give up is that if you give up, the guarantee is it will never happen. That's the guarantee of quitting. The only way the possibility remains that it can happen is if you never give up, no matter what.
The pressure in your life right now has a purpose. It's not crushing you. It's pushing what's on the inside of you out. It shows you who you are.
Opportunity comes in chaos.
When crises strike in your life, and in the Chinese language, crises mean danger, but it also means opportunity.
A chance to stand up, a chance to get it right, a chance to make a U-turn.
And guess what? You are strong enough to do it. And your life is worth whatever you have to go through. And you can kick on out of those circumstances, whatever they are, where you say, I'm going to keep on kicking. I'm never going to give up. How are you going to make it? I don't know, but I will. Where there's a will, there's a way. There's a way that you can begin to handle this. There's a way out here somewhere. There's a solution.
If I really work hard and use my mind and I get creative, there's something out there that I haven't discovered. There's always an answer.
You can do more than you think you can do. You can have more than you think you can have.
The possibilities for you are unlimited. If you're coming back from adversity and devastation, it's unlimited of what you can do.
There's no guarantee that because somebody is now down on their luck, they can never come back. Who can guarantee that you can't make it? No one can do that. You don't know what the possibilities are for your life.
You want your stuff? It's necessary you take responsibility for it. That you make it happen, that you don't give up, that you don't take any objection or disappointment or defeats personally, that you keep on keeping on, that you don't decide that I can't make it because you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, that you realize that's a part of the program.
The difference is not the genetic code, the potential. It's a guy that's willing to get knocked down, finally tested on fortune, stand back up, the perseverance to see it through, the never say die attitude. And I go in there, man, and if I don't win, I showed up, I gave my valid effort. And tomorrow I'll do the same thing. And I'll continue to throw shit against the wall. Every day I'll throw more up there, I'll try it again, try it again. And I'll never get comfortable.
I feel rejected, I tried. How do you feel rejected when you try? The person who didn't try should feel rejected. The person that didn't try should feel defeated. The person that didn't try should feel some type of way. I tried. I feel rejected, I feel good about myself. I tried. I don't feel bad. I gave it 120%. You can't never feel bad when you put forth 120%. You can't let the outcomes make you feel whack. I'm not whack, I'm a warrior. I'm not whack. You know how much I went through to make that thing happen? And I will not stop in the middle of the process. I will not be defeated. I will not be destroyed. I will take everything that happens in my life and I will allow the pain to push me to greatness. You will not break me. You will not stop me. You will not defeat me. The only way I lose is if I quit. And I've made up in my mind that I will get a reward for the pain that I go through. You can't defeat me.
We spend our whole lives trying to fit in. We want to be normal. But the people we idolize the most are the ones that stand out.
If you want to be great, you want to be the baddest motherfucker ever at what you do, you're going to be misunderstood by everybody. Because you're going to be so fucking obsessed and so driven to get there. That's what it takes. When you are misunderstood to the point where people think you're psycho and you're nuts and you're this and that, why are you in the fucking gym at 1 o'clock in the fucking morning? What's wrong? When people don't understand you anymore, you're in that spot of obsession and drive.
To be the best at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of fucking energy and strength that you have to pull it off. And it takes being fucking obsessed to where people think you're crazy.
If you really want this, you gotta learn to sacrifice. You gotta learn to give up to go up.
While they was golfing, I was studying. While they was shooting hoops, I was studying. While they was playing games and sitting up and eating and joking in the restaurant, I was studying. You can't get out of something that you're not willing to put into it. You have to put your everything, your mind, your energy, your effort, your discipline. Nothing is going to jump out the fire. If you don't throw something in there, it's not going to happen.
But if you dare to be great, if you dare to go to limits that you've never went to before, they will remember your legacy forever.
You know what you gotta do to get to paradise? You gotta fight like fucking hell to get to fucking paradise. Paradise starts in hell. So the ones that can fight, the ones that come back, those are the ones that succeed.
If there's something you once envisioned and now it's real, it's because you didn't just envision it, you brought so much emotion to it that you unleashed all your desire. You became obsessed with it. You started with a concrete vision of what you wanted and you focused on it continuously, didn't you? Wherever focus goes, energy flows.
You have to be obsessive. You have to be addicted. You have to be disciplined.
If you want to show me you want to win that bad, pack your calendar. You pack your calendar, that's how you show the world that you want to win, because everything is based off of activity. It's mathematically impossible for you not to win at the highest level if your calendar is packed from day till night, every single day, the entire year, day after day after day after day after day without you winning.
You gotta work smarter and you gotta work fucking harder. You gotta fucking do both.
Those times when you get up early and you work hard, those times when you stay up late and you work hard, those times when you don't feel like working, you're too tired, you don't want to push yourself, but you do it anyway. That is actually the dream.
Greatness is not something that you meet once. It's something that you meet thousands of fucking times in your life, and you don't reach it if you're not constantly in constant fucking pursuit of greatness.
And when you do this long enough, winning becomes not something that you aspire to do. Winning becomes who the fuck you are.
Ask yourself, what remarkably stupid things am I doing on a regular basis to absolutely screw up my life? What would happen if you just stopped wasting the opportunities that are in front of you? Because you're not everything you could be, and you know it.
And you could be way better. You could be incomparably better across multiple dimensions.
Easy choices, hard life. Hard choices, easy life. What we most fear doing, asking, saying, these are very often exactly what we most need to do.
There's a lot of things in life that we can control, but we choose not to. Let's say tomorrow, you now set in your mind you get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. That alarm clock goes off at 6 o'clock in the morning. Your first instinct is, whatever I said yesterday, I was comfortable. It was a nice day yesterday. I made this f***ing plan at 8 o'clock at night. Now it's 6 o'clock in the f***ing morning. I'm tired. You hit that snooze button, you've now lost the war. Let's say you get up at 6:45 now because you snooze a few times. You go in the shower, now your day's all late. So now you feel a little guilty. Now you can miss your workout. You're running late for work now. And guess what the war's going to do? It's going to f*** you up. You must win the war in the morning. So then when you go into life that you cannot control, you've already mentally won so many battles early in the f***ing morning. So you're going into f***ing war having already won something. So you're not going to war defeated. You're going to war knowing, I did my push-up, I did my sit-ups, I read, I meditated. Whatever the f*** you do, you're prepared for what the f*** life is going to bring you. You have to be that person who, no matter what's going on, still says, f*** it. I am going to do what I have to do to get to where the f*** I have to go.
I don't think about getting up. I just f***ing get up. And you just do it. You make it a habit.
You gotta get over your mind going, I can't do this, it's too hard and all that shit. You gotta push yourself through when you feel exhausted and say, there's a second wind in me, I'm gonna find it. But if you find yourself saying, I can't do something, I don't wanna do something, but you know if you make yourself do it, you're gonna be a better human being, then you must do it. Don't hesitate to do it immediately. Some people say, well, that's not a very safe life. That's not a very secure life. If you want security, go to prison. If you want freedom, this is how you live.
Don't even use the word commit. Don't even think about the word discipline. Just do the thing every single day, whether you feel like it or not. Your only commitment is to the activity, not to the grand scheme, not to the big picture, not to the implications of what it is that you're doing. It's to do the thing. Habits are the building blocks of our lives. Not the goals or the grand schemes or the vision or the big idea. It's what you f***ing do every single day that matters more than anything.
No excuses. Do it. Girlfriend or no girlfriend. Do it. Tired or not tired. Do it. You said you was going to do it out your mouth. You're a man now. And a man is only as good as his word, not his emotions. No, emotions don't win championships. So whatever's going to cause you not to be your best, stop it.
This is about you retraining your brain to understand this is a fucking process that we learn of discipline and execution and competition with ourselves. And if you want to dictate the success that you're going to create, you've got to learn to master the shit that everybody else thinks is irrelevant.
The biggest war you ever go through is right between your own ears. It's in your mind.
The mind is a very powerful thing. It has a tactical advantage over you all the time. It knows where you don't want to go. So it will guide you away from that. And that's why the mind will always win. Until you f***ing reprogram it. You gotta figure out a way to reprogram your mind to get outside the box. Whatever my mind said, I don't want to do, I realize I must do that.
The greats do things when they don't always want to. And that's the separation.
Without discipline, they're nothing. And discipline is doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
Because really, the only person that you're fighting every day is yourself. It's not your boss. It's not this or that. Yeah, those are all obstacles. A lot of them, you cannot control those obstacles. But you can control yourself.
We have to regain control of our mind. How you gain mental toughness, how you become the person you want to be, is constantly facing the things that you don't want to face.
The only way anything gets accomplished, you gotta work hard. I can't remember what the f*** in this paragraph to pass this test to get in the military. Read it again. Still not getting it. Read it again. But if not getting it, write it out. And guess what happened? I got it. I can't swim. I'm negative buoyant. Go back again. I can't swim. Go back again. Go back again. Go back again. I got it. I realize if I keep going back and going back and going back, your mind will say, okay,
We're going to figure it out because he is not going to stop. To find real, permanent peace, you first must go through suffering. You must go through the dark side of who you are.
Every day I demand more for myself than anybody else could possibly expect. I don't compete with other people. I compete with what I'm capable of.
A person that's obsessed and wants to just get there, they don't give a fuck what the temperature is. They no longer care because they know no matter what's out there, no matter if it's snowing, if it's a damn tropical storm, if it's 20 below, they don't care. They're going to run. It doesn't matter what the fuck's out there, what's in front of me. I'm just going to go. And that's how you want to get your mind.
You have to train your brain by doing things that make you uncomfortable consistently. To build this mindset that when things get hard, we don't shy away, we don't quit, we attack. I'm singing through all those walls. I'm getting to where I want to go.
You have to literally visualize the connection between what you're doing on a day-by-day basis with what you're wanting. What do you want yourself to look like 10 years from now? What do you want your bank account to look like? What do you want to look like physically 6 months from now or a year from now? You have to connect the dots. You have to remind yourself that these little things that you do are going to lead to the big things.
If you think that you've given everything, you really haven't. If you think you're working hard, you're not working hard enough.
You can always do more. You always have another gear, another level of performance. You can always push a little bit harder, get up a little earlier, work a little longer. Whatever it is you want more of, you have complete control over whether you get it or not. People don't have limits. We put limits on ourselves.